The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you could join us again this week. Oh man, so many cool things going on in the world. I hope you're having a great weekend. Reminder, if you have any cool fan art that you want to send our way and feature at the end of the show notes on every episode so that people can check out your cool stuff, all you have to do is send it to podcast@majorspoilers.com. That's podcast@majorspoilers.com. Love to see all of your fan art. Second thing, I've got to throw this out there because we could use your support. Members.majorspoilers.com. That's the place where you want to go and sign up. For as little as $2 a month, you can support this show and allow us to continue this show well into the future. And really, your financial support does help out this show a great deal. So again, members.majorspoilers.com. $2 a month for 4 episodes? That's like 50 cents an episode. That's pretty good, if you ask me. All right, if you remember last time, yeah, the guy over there on the bus got it right. You walking in the mall, you did it right. The person on the train, maybe next time you'll get that right. So if you remember at the end of last week's episode, I said that we had an audio issue with our recording system. It kind of crashed. We were able to recover all the audio. That's why you were able to listen to last week's episode. This week picks up where that one left off. And Rodrigo, where did we leave off?
I believe Little Sparkle had just bloodied the Super Prototype X.
Correct.
At which point, while this glitch was happening, it basically Little Sparkle jabs it. Oh, and Sakaar as well, because it was like a team attack combo. Mm-hmm. And it did have the positive effect of knocking it down to its bloodied value and the negative effect of dislodging the canister that was causing problems to the main weapon, which then fired. I've rolled for it, and it was a nat 20.
Oh, boo.
So I believe Sekar and Randus, who were in the blast, have already, in fact, taken their, what did I say, 47 damage?
Yes.
And now
we had a question.
Yeah, what is the question?
Immediate reaction action. Use this power when you become bloodied, as I just did.
Okay, so that's not an immediate interrupt. If it's an immediate interrupt, right, it'll say interrupt.
Right.
So, basically, since it's a reaction, I'm going to finish out the power. You've already told me about it, so as soon as it's over, we'll cover it.
Okay, excellent.
So it is going to push you guys 3 squares. So it'll just, let's see, where's a good place? There's no particularly good place. So it'll push Sakaar 1, 2, 3. It'll push Randus 1, 2, 3. Actually, I might not be able to, because that's technically not farther away from it.
Yeah, like there would not be.
So it'll just push Randus this way. Mm-hmm. And that'll be that. This all incidentally happened during Little Sparkle's turn, which is still going.
Okay.
So it's back to Little Sparkle. Oh, I'm sorry. Sakaar's yes. Immediate
reaction action. Use an encounter power. I would like to use my Warden's Lure, which would pull the target 3 squares adjacent to me and then allow me to attack it.
What is the trigger on that? Oh, you become bloodied?
I became bloodied, which allowed me to use one encounter power. Warden's Lure is the encounter power that I'm choosing to use.
And you...
It is a...
Did he not already do
I think you might have already done an immediate because this thing...
Took a swing at a little sparkle.
Took a swing at a little sparkle, so you've actually already used your immediate for the turn.
Is it an immediate? The Warden's Mark power?
It's not the Warden's Mark.
The Warden's Fury.
I know what you're talking about. Warden's Fury.
Yeah.
Warden's Fury is an immediate interrupt at will power.
Yep. So yeah. You can only do one immediate attack per turn. Those of you that have immediate attacks, try to make a super special note to keep track of that stuff, because I have a lot of stuff to keep track of, so it's difficult sometimes for me to remember. You do have access to your characters, so you can put, like, I don't know, a little droplet or something on them to signify that you've already taken your immediate if you need to. Just so that everybody remembers. And I know it can get confusing to then be like, was that a turn ago or 2 turns ago? And especially since we had this little glitch and we had to take a break. But let's all just try to remember.
Wait, wasn't the last time he used the Warden's whatever when it tripped Little Sparkle?
Didn't he try? I think that's correct.
Was that this turn?
No.
No, that was my last action. It seems like it was really soon since like 3 PCs didn't act that round.
No, the last time it did it, it just straight up tried to hacksaw Little Sparkle, then spend an action point, then did it again.
Okay, yeah, I don't see any rolls from Sakaar outside of his turn last turn, I think.
The last time Sakaar made a roll was when I made him attack, and... The last time before that was before you made rolls.
Yep, so that was it.
So he should actually have an immediate available to him.
I think so.
Because,
well, how many attacks did Sakaar do before the...
Rolling 1d8, rolling 1d20. There are 2 different attack rolls, it looks like.
Right.
But one of those was from Ket, right?
No, there's one during the
Ket
thing's turn.
Ket forced him to do a melee basic, which would be a 1d20 plus 22. Then we have Rodrigo's attack. Then we have Little Sparkle. And Little Sparkle...
Ooh. Now, if there's an attack between the recharge and the actual attack that the... Super prototype made, so you did make an immediate that turn.
Okay. So yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Now
the continuation of Little Sparkle's turn.
I am done.
Now it's Sakaar's turn.
yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and use that power.
Can you?
Can I do that?
I don't know.
It's my attack.
If it says, I'm going to guess that you can't, but what is it called?
Hang on. It is just an encounter power. Where the heck did all of my stuff? Too many pages in my character sheet.
It happens.
All right, so.
Up here it is. Warden's Lure?
Yes.
It is a standard action.
Yeah. So I can use that as my attack this round, yes?
Yep.
So I can pull it to me and do the attack that I was going to do.
Yep.
Okay, cool. But I missed 30 versus AC.
Yep.
Hate face. Yay. I am going to use a minor action to move to the form of the flame snake.
Okay.
So, now the way the power reads, it pulls, then I make an attack.
Yep.
So does it pull?
Yep. Okay. He's right there next to you.
Cool. I didn't see that. He is marked. And that would be the end. No. Can I use a minor in place of a move action?
Yep.
No. Oh, yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. Don't I have one? No, I don't. I used it already for the thing and the other thing. Okay. That is my turn.
Did you regen 5?
Ah, thank you.
Now it is the turn of Super Prototype X.
Boo.
If it bloodies me.
I regenerated 5.
I take it that got you above bloodied.
Yep. You did mark it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you recharged. Yippee.
Yep.
Crap.
There's a ka-thunk as basically a canister flies off and another one loads into the main weapon. But it's not in a particularly good spot to get a lot of you.
Nope.
You guys have set up yourselves pretty well.
Yay. Yes. That was entirely our doing.
We meant to do that. That's exactly how we wanted that to look.
Good job, guys. But it's still the biggest thing it's got going, so it is just going to fire at point blank at Sakaar.
Ah.
And if it bloodies me, okay.
We'll see.
I'm not going to count on anything. I'm here to help.
Is it still taking a penalty to its attacks?
Little Sparkle?
Yes, because I still I attacked it on my turn. So it is still taking that penalty.
Nice.
Yeah. So this will be a 32 versus... I want to say reflex.
And our reflex scores are back to normal. We no longer have.
And who is it hitting with this again?
Sakaar.
Yep.
32 versus reflex.
Yep.
Will hit.
Oh, I'm sorry. That'll be actually a 30 versus reflex.
30 versus reflex will still hit.
Okay.
Doing my Rodrigo over here.
That's fine. Everyone should strive to do their Rodrigo.
Is that like the robot or the running man?
Now you made that it is, weird.
You know, some people would say that is a lot like the robot.
Ah, okay.
Let's see how much damage this guy's going to do.
All right. Let's say none. What do you say?
Well, it can't be more than 47, because that's what it does at maximum. So you should be good there. See, it's only 26 damage force.
26, okay.
That's better.
And
oh, it bloodies me. So can I use the power that I couldn't use when I become bloodied that I now can use when I become bloodied?
Yep, because you've gone.
Okay. Well, so
doesn't it trigger Warden's Lure or
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a different power. This is the Dragonborn Emperor. When I become bloodied, I can use an encounter power.
Mm.
If it's been a milestone, I can use one that's already expended. We haven't milestoned.
Mm.
Correct. So since last round, I shifted ahead of time to the form of the Flame Snake. I will be using the form of the Flame Snake encounter attack power.
Sounds solid.
At this time.
Well,
it will
done.
Be Bina Haji Zadeh. Makes me mad.
Sounded so cool.
Hate face.
Oh, man. Sorry. Man, that really stinks, Matthew.
Things that I hate more than Roll 20. Okay, we're done.
So it is going to then apply this thing that I forgot to apply.
Oh.
Sakaar is going to take 10 fire damage.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And is dazed.
Oh.
That is
so basically... By being fired point blank, it basically would have, were you not an actual fire snake, set you on fire. But it does daze you as well.
Okay. And the power that allowed me to not be dazed is the same power that did not allow me to be stunned two turns ago. So I am dazed.
Well, dazed that was the correct way of using them anyway. So this is going to be save ends both. Even if you're not worried about the on fire.
Okay. I am not worried about the on fire. And I can take my save at the beginning of the round.
Okay. Can you take opportunity attacks if you're dazed?
Nope.
Meatloaf.
Yes.
Is that bird going to do something crazy if this thing walks by it?
Yep.
Crazy bird. Get him, crazy bird.
Angry bird.
not usually.
It's going to walk by it.
Woo!
Bird attack.
What happens?
An enemy leaves a square adjacent to my spirit companion without shifting. One ally within 10 squares of my spirit companion can make a ranged basic attack against the target as a free action with combat advantage.
Hello.
Little sparkle. How about you throw a dagger at that thing?
I would love to throw a dagger at that thing.
With combat advantage.
That's fantastic.
Wait. Hang on a second. I'm like, I think we might have a loophole here.
Oh.
Because I don't think he's going to leave the square. Right? He goes one.
Oh, because he's so large.
Two. And then he can actually just hang out there.
He left this square.
Left a square adjacent.
Yep, go for it.
Woo!
Yeah. Wait, a loophole, Rob.
No, that's fine.
That's good. I like that.
You roll some attacking for you.
If you could kill it, that'd be great.
It seems highly unlikely.
Yes.
All right, well, I've got a 36 to hit its ref.
Okay.
What? Then I will do...
How are you attacking damage. This reflex?
Yeah, my melee basics are against ref.
That's ridiculous. Not that it matters, because I would have squarely hit its AC anyway, but...
So, that'll be 22 damage.
Nice.
Can you add your sneak attack once per turn or once per round?
That's a really good question. I believe it's once per round, but I can look that up.
I think so. Once per round.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It would be pretty absurd if I could do it once per.
Yeah, like a Rogue Warlord combo
would be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, max damage on my dagger, so, you know.
Nice. Yeah. That's damage.
Thank you, Kev.
Woo! How many times can I use that?
The bird attack?
Because my that's the one I get from my multi-class feat.
So once per encounter.
Is it?
Probably.
Oh, I'm sorry. Subtract 5 from that. My damage is slightly lower on basic attacks.
Okay.
17 then.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And it is Tyrandus.
All right.
It is an encounter power.
I believe Sakaar is pretty good hit.
Sakaar is still bloodied, yeah.
Want a healing?
Couldn't hurt.
All right. Go ahead and heal back your healing surge value +12.
Okay.
Um,
excellent.
can't flank now. Is enough of us hurt where heal biscuits would be good?
Yes.
All right. I will
sure would be.
Move on up, going adjacent.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a shot at you.
All right.
27 versus Fort.
That'll actually miss.
Yay! Okay.
Just double checking. Yep. Okay. So I think first I'm going to try to weaken it up with a scouring weapon using my battle fist.
Okay.
So I punch it and hope to inject some acid to corrode its armor plates. Oh, where did that go? Back up. 42 AC.
That'll hit.
Cool. 2d8 plus 11. 18 acid damage. Yes, acid damage. And the target takes a minus 2 penalty to AC until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
I will now spend an action point, which gives me the bonus of... when I spend an action point to take an extra action, I gain temporary hit points equal to 5 plus 1 half my level. 13, that's something. And I will now roll to try to grant healing with positive energy infusion using my battle fist. Also plus 24. 36 versus AC. Well,
all right.
Yeah, all right. Didn't even have to use my gutures. 2d8 plus 11 again. 27. Ooh, max damage. 27 just damage. And until the end of my next turn, any ally who hits the target can spend a healing surge to regain... It can spend a healing surge and regains an additional hit points equal to my con mod. But my potent restorable feats add to that healing.
Sure.
Okay, so that'd be an additional 5, so 10 extra hit points. Healing surge plus 10.
To whoever hits it next?
Yeah, well, whoever... Anyone who hits it before my next turn will get that healing.
Wow.
Yes.
They spend a healing surge and get that.
Yeah, you spend a healing surge, though.
That's all hit in the face.
Have you activated your fist trigger daily thing yet?
I have not, so I will go ahead and do that magic item daily to daze it, maybe.
Okay. Scapoo! It fails.
Okay. Worth a shot.
Sure.
Force. Is that a force thing?
No.
No, it's just immune to dazed and or stunned. Okay.
I was hoping it's a one-time thing, but that's the end of my turn.
It makes sense that it'd be immune to that since it's a solo.
Yeah.
Do you not trigger yourself on daily items? That's silly. Oh, hey, I get a turn.
I already have temporary hit points, though.
It's been a while.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Can I spend a minor action to switch hats?
Do you have quick draw?
No.
Minor action draw, minor action switch.
Okay. Stand up. Finally.
Okay.
Cat's out of the rubble.
Mostly.
I'm going to use Deific Doom.
Okay.
That will be 39 versus Fortitude.
Pretty sure that'll hit.
If that doesn't hit, then I can't do anything.
Yep, that'll hit.
Because I rolled a 19. So it'd be 2d12 plus 2d6 plus 10. 31 total damage, 21 of which is necrotic. If that matters at all.
Okay. What else?
I will choose not to use the mana biscuit, the heal biscuit, because I don't want to spend a healing surge for 1 point.
I suppose.
Yeah. And I will minor action pull out the other hat.
Okay.
And ready it.
Ready a hat.
Hats ready at hat. The ready.
Fingers behind the ears. Go ahead.
Okay, top of the round.
Little sparkle.
It is Torum.
All right, I'm going to move up here, right next to the beastie. Hmm? So
it's
go ahead.
Take a shot at you.
That's fine.
Do you want to teleport up there?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I could. But either way, it's going to take an attack against me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me teleport up there instead, using my face step.
this gives you the free melee.
Yeah.
That'd be a 38 versus fortitude.
38 versus fortitude. Holy cow, that's a hit.
Okay.
Dang.
That's okay.
You are going to take 20 damage.
Okay.
And you are prone.
Okay. So will I still be able to do both my attacks? I can do a melee basic attack as part of my phase step.
Yep. You're just going to take a minus 2 to it.
Yeah, great. Melee basic attack, that's a 28.
Hey, could I help counteract that?
Oh, okay. So a 30.
Well,
that will not hit.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So now I will use a fire shroud. That's a close burst 3, each enemy in burst.
Cool.
And that is a big whopping nothing, although fortitude, I already used my wand of accuracy, so I can't do that.
That will not hit.
That will be a miss then.
I tried.
I will do my action point and do the one sword. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right, I will do that and try one sword. Pow. 33 versus reflex. Minus versus 2, I suppose.
Well, so that'll 31.
Hit. That'll hit?
Ah, okay.
Good. 14 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to make a secondary attack against the target. And so what, do I just roll
it
again?
Do you want to send a healing surge plus 10?
Sure. Let's see. What is my healing
surge? Have you taken any damage?
This is my first damage. I don't really need it, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So I just need to roll that attack again. 23 versus reflex. Or actually, secondary attack is intelligence versus will. So 23 versus will.
That will not hit.
All right. Yeah. All right. And that's my turn.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
No. Could have been better.
Nice, though.
Yeah. Little sparkle.
Okay, I'm going to use Death Strike, which lets me shift to and then make an attack. So, okay. Or it's just, actually, let me double check. Oh, you know what? It just moves 2 squares before the attack, so it looks like those would provoke. I'm still going to do that, though.
Hey, all so right. Everybody gets to try that thing. So you're just moving?
Yes. Hoping that provoke. He made his immediate action attack against Orym and thus am okay.
Well, this is an opportunity attack.
Which is, yeah.
Oh, it's an actual opportunity attack. Exciting. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody, this is great for everyone.
Is it? Almost like it's an opportunity for everyone.
I get to take an attack and maybe it'll miss because for once she's actually using that thing her class choices make her good at.
Uh-oh.
Because she's an artful dodger.
Ah, nice.
Right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, let's see.
All right, bring it.
Basically, as Little Sparkle moves up, another panel opens, and this basically, essentially a taser on a stick comes out, and Blake is going to put a zap.
Just taped to a wooden stick.
Pretty much.
Some no, it's guy actually, inside going... Yeah,
it's actually metal, but pretty much. That'll be a 32.
Versus AC? Mm-hmm. That'll miss because I'm an artful dodger!
Yay!
Huzzah!
It's definitely the first time that's happened. all right, now I will make my attack.
Kill it. So,
again, that seems pretty unlikely. Cool. Though I do have my flank, so that's exciting. So I've got a 33 to hit its AC.
That'll hit.
Yay!
So take that damage plus sneak attack. So a total of 31 damage.
Okay.
And you can spend...
And I will take that heal biscuit. So it's my healing surge value plus 10, you say?
Yes.
Cool. And then I actually have to spend that healing surge.
Yep. Yep.
So I will take care of that. And then I'm going to spend my minor action to low slash.
Low slash.
So I will just basically try to cut off that taser thing that it attempted to zap me off with. And so it's going to be a attack versus its ref. So a 35 versus ref.
That'll hit.
Great. It is slowed until the end of my next turn, and I get to roll some extra damage because I am flanking. I could slide it, but I don't think I want to, unless anyone disagrees.
How far?
Just one.
Okay. Just leave it.
If
it was two, then sliding it over to Sakaar would be nice.
Yeah,
but it's only the one.
At least right now you can charge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Well, you said he was slowed?
It is slowed, though.
Okay.
And we'll take 25 damage.
Minimum damage.
Yeah.
You know what? Better than nothing.
Okay.
Well, maximum damage is 28.
That is me.
Okay. Next up is Sakaar.
Bam! Save against dazed.
Yep, whoa, go for yay. It. You are no longer dazed.
Yay! Can I kill it?
Yeah, you can get on up there.
Let me ask you this. Yes. Can you kill it?
Yeah.
Oh, well then go for it, man.
Slither on up there.
Aurum is upside down. I flank with him in an upside down state?
Yes.
Yep.
So if Sakaar goes right here, I get a +2 to attack, right?
You got him all kinds of boxed in.
Box him in. All right. Sakaar is going to race up while glowing with the power of the earth and attack using earth gift. Ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Okay, hang on. I have to figure out how this works. Okay, good. I'm good. versus Blech.
That's flanking and a -2 to AC.
Ooh, that is 27. But I didn't. So 27 versus AC. Still
no.
Boo.
Pretty sweet. AC is a 34.
Trying. I'm trying.
I know. I'm with you. I hate it. And a bit of chitch frizzerant. Let's see. Well, I will have to mark him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you add 5 or heal 5 for the start of your turn?
Thank you. I will do that because I totally did that at the start of my turn. I mean, that's what happened. I think that's my turn.
Okay. Super Prototype X.
All right. What horrors is it going to unleash?
Horrors.
Horrors. Yes.
Enunciation is important with that one.
Yep, it's going to explode into smaller tanks.
Why did you give him ideas? Transport. I'll tell you what it won't do. It won't attack me so that I can slap it from behind.
I think that's actually, it will definitely attack you.
Because it is marked, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's actually going to try to hit Sakaar with that taser.
So have we boxed this thing into where it can't move?
Pretty much.
It can probably, you know, bull rush us or something.
Yeah. It would have to shove people out of the way.
Yeah. And
kill us with sticks.
It would be a 39 versus AC.
A 39 versus AC is a hit.
Okay.
I think technically could squeeze between the space between Sakaar and Sparkle. That halves its move speed, and I don't think it can shift while squeezing.
But if it does, your bird gets it, so.
Oh. Yeah. See, the bird gets it, see?
So Sakaar is going to take 19 damage.
Okay.
And then an additional 6 lightning damage. Which is great, because if you think about it, the fact that most of the damage is physical means that kind of just got like jabbed really hard with the zapper, and then just like, pfft.
Yeah, it can't shift.
Yeah, this thing can't shift. That'll be its turn. It's Randus go.
Kill it, Randus.
You still bloodied there, Sakaar?
Not currently.
Oh, okay. So probably don't need so much the healing.
Not if you can deal damage this round, no.
I can do both.
Can you deal damage twice?
Not really, no. Well,
it won't hurt.
Dancing weapon.
Ah.
It's a little late, but...
Deal damage twice. Kill it, need it.
I think I'm just going to try to swing in with a Radiant Burst. Oh, wait. That's a... Never mind. Hold on. That's a ranged attack. I will hold off on that. Battle Fist Smash. That's a pretty good damage. I will go ahead and try to swing in with the Battle Fist Smash. Nat 20.
Woo!
Booyaka.
Okay. Nice. 35 damage.
Wow. Okay.
Plus, I guess, yeah, there's also Magic Weapon. Plus 6 thunder damage.
Okay.
Strike it up, leader.
All right. So that's a standard action.
I don't think it's worth using the dancing weapon because
it's almost
between
dead.
The other four people, we should be able to take it down.
Okay, I'll just chill here then and wait and see how this goes.
Okay. Spending a chill in action.
Yes.
It is the cat.
Cat turn. Yay.
Cat. Smash. Cat attack.
I will start with Chains of Levistus.
Okay. Minor action, switch hats?
Not yet.
Okay.
He's got that sucker ready. He's like the Waco Kid of hats.
Ugh. 24 versus Fortitude.
Nope.
Boo.
Okay.
Boo.
Yeah. Minor action, switch hats. Move as a minor. Activate my other hat, which is the Crown of Whispers. I gain a +2 item bonus to attack rolls with a charisma-based power I use before the end of my turn. It's a daily item power. So I get some amount of temporary hit points. I said +2, right? Right. I will use Ice Blades of Levistus, which is going to be worse. 21 versus Will.
I think not. No.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Action point to do that.
Arcane Rejuvenation, half your level plus end mod, so 12.
Woo! I'm up to full because of my own thing, which is when I spend an action point, I regain hit points equal to half my level.
Okay.
And then 12 temporary, you said, Brian?
Double checking that. Where's my character? There we are. My int and half level is 15.
Ooh. Even more. Move. Minor. Standard. Extra standard. I'm good.
Okay. Top of the round.
So stand up is a move action.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Area burst 2 within 20 squares. Is that going to provoke an opportunity attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should I do it?
Yes.
Is it going to hit us?
Not if I aim it right. Burst 2 within 20 squares. It affects all creatures.
He can drop it.
I think I can drop it here, right?
Crawl back.
Oh, everybody picked a different spot. Here?
Yeah, basically, any of those corners should be fine.
Okay.
Because burst attacks don't hit the bird anyway.
Yeah.
Drop it right in the middle of the tank.
So, drop it here?
Oh, if he drops it right in the middle of the tank, it hits everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then.
So, yes, do that.
Perfect.
All right, so stand up.
Mm.
Sit down. Fight.
And then I'm going to cast Frostburn.
Mm.
And that's a 32 versus Fortitude. I'm going to drop it up over here.
32 versus Fortitude will hit.
All right.
Nice.
So damage on this is 3d6 plus 4. Oh, 3d6 plus 10, sorry.
Yay.
There you go.
3d6 plus 10
go, John,
God dang, 18 damage. The burst creates a zone of difficult terrain that lasts until the end of your next turn or until you dismiss it as a minor action. Any creature that starts its turn in the zone takes 5 cold and 5 fire damage.
5 cold and fire.
Yeah.
Not 5 cold and 5 fire, just
5 cold and fire.
Correct.
Cold and fire.
That's an important distinction.
Yes.
I like it better his way, though.
Oh, so do I. But
rules is rules.
Rules is rules.
Got it almost there.
Plus, it'll take another 5.
Yeah. And then...
And it didn't opportunity attack you.
It did not.
Probably because it's scared of the repercussions.
It could be.
That's cool.
And then I can't do anything else, so I'm done.
Okay.
You have a minor.
I do, but why give it an opportunity to shift out of that zone?
Yeah.
A little sparkle.
Well, since Randis has backed off, I've lost my flank, so I'm going to attempt
Randis
to take a move.
Randis backed off?
Nope, I'm still Randis there. Is still there.
Oh, but is he threatening him?
What?
I thought I had...
He was backing off the attack, not actually backing away from the creature.
Nope. Yep, he's still adjacent to it.
Oh, weird. In my version of the map, he is not adjacent to it.
Oh, weird. That's weird.
Let me do... No.
Because it's right for
a
us.
Dance? Yeah. No, is it?
Now it's good.
Okay. All
right, cool. Well, yay. That makes my action better.
Yay, internet.
Sorry.
No worries. Then I'm down to at will since my rest of my powers that do things that daze and stun are probably not the best on this monster. So I'm going to use a good old sly flourish to just deal some damage.
And the family flourish.
Yes, that one. 31 to hit AC.
That'll hit.
Sweet. Then take, that's the base, plus sneak attack, so 40 damage.
Wow.
Yep. That's what we call a striker in the business.
Yes.
What else?
Who needs
That's
damage?
Me.
And it dies. Oh.
Sakaar?
Heal 5.
Yo. I heal 5.
Yay.
5 is healed.
Support.
I do a saving throw against being on fire. I don't really have to, but it occurred to me that I'm still on fire and I could do that.
No, it was a save versus
you,
both.
Yeah, you saved.
Cool. So you saved.
Not already. On fire. Got it. All right, so I'm standing here.
Not on fire from your enemies, at least.
Oh, I'm still on fire, but that's not the point. Looks like time to fall back on the happy-dappy at-will resilience of life. The resilience of life goes, mother pus bucket.
Did you add the 2 from flanking with Aurum?
I did, but it's still only a 26 versus AC.
Yeah, that will not hit.
No.
This is not your night.
Apparently, that was a real chiclet rattler he gave me a couple of rounds ago, and I can't see straight. He is marked.
Okay.
Can I cash in an action point I don't have?
No.
So I can't overtly break the rules. Mm-hmm. I don't have any minors left. That is my turn.
Okay. Next up is Super Prototype X.
5 damage for starting in the zone.
Prototype X fighter made of anatosis.
Okay.
Tank's weapon has recharged.
That hits you with necrosis.
It's on its last legs. It, I guess, deserves to blast us all at least one more
but
time.
It's got 6 of them, so... It's got extras.
Is that blast the stun that recharged, or?
We don't know.
No, I don't think so.
That's the main weapon.
No.
No, the stun doesn't recharge. It's a once per encounter thing.
That's good.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be boring.
Yeah.
That's what that would be. Especially since the attack bonus on it is so high. No, it's the main weapon, and you are correct. It is, in fact, in its last legs. So what's the harm in blasting Little Sparkle?
Sakaar hitting it?
Exactly.
Let's do that, shall we? Ooh.
Come on, Sakaar.
41 Woo! Versus 8.
Oh, yeah,
and that's a crit, actually.
Nice.
Whoop da! I got to decrit because I got magnets on my sword.
Yeah,
one of those new agey bracelets for your
helmet.
That's the problem he's been having. It's been off balance. Finally figured out.
Because of the magnets. Because of the that's what I had to figure out. Frickin' magnets. How do they work? All right. So
add up some damage and roll up some damage.
It's your sword and magnet helmet.
Sword and magnet helmet. All right. So the damage on my Farbond Spellblade Scimitar, which is hard to say. Oh, crap. Hang on. I have to go to the thing. Go to the other thing. So, max the damage is 1d8 plus 13. So, max damage there is 21. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
Plus 1d8 per tier. So,
1d8 per tier.
You're
going to
roll
2d8s. So, two more d8s I got to roll.
Plus, you're going to roll 2d8s plus whatever extra damage the weapon does on a crit.
Extra damage the weapon does. 1d8 plus 1d8. Okay, I'm not seeing it. Critical, 1d6, 1d8 per plus when used as 1d6 per plus. What? 1d6 damage per plus or 1d8 when used as an implement for an arcane power.
Yep, so 1d6 then.
Per plus, and it's a plus
Correct.
3 weapon.
Yep, so
3d6 and
2d8. 3d6. So I'm rolling 3d6.
And 2d8.
And 2d8s.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
plus
damage.
The initial 21.
Okay, hang on. I got to push a button. Skablam! So 3d6 is 11. Skablam! 2d8 is 10.
21.
So we're at 42. So
21 and 21 is 42.
Nice. Right.
Okay.
42. Oh. And I'm on fire, so it's probably on fire or something.
Do you have a daily with your
weapon
sword when you hit?
Not that does that, no.
No,
does
that
damage
just
at all?
Flies at people.
Okay.
Does your ring do anything on a crit?
No, the only the high crit thing is the thing that I do on a crit. My flaming sword, which I did not use for this attack, has a thing, but it's not in play. But 42 points of damage, and I get to look at it funny.
You sure do, champ.
Hey.
Hey, I meant it.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
I know.
I always feel like my parents are getting divorced when you call me that. So yeah, that's that.
Okay.
Sakaar leapt forward and
yes, as it turned its attention away from Sakaar, it got cutted.
Do your worst.
Yep.
Don't tell it that.
A new weapon suddenly appears.
Ah, that's okay. This is against Sparkle's good defense. I'm sure
it's
be okay.
It's a history eraser button on a stick.
That'd be 32 versus reflex.
That would hit, but I will use my anticipate attack as an immediate interrupt to get a plus 4 to all defenses until the end of my next turn.
Which no. will
okay.
make it not hit.
All right. So you'll just take half damage.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Ow.
Oh.
Ouch.
So 19 damage,
4 less than max.
Well, I'm glad I'm only taking half of that.
So let's see.
19.
Yep.
No, 19.
8 less than max.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let's see. 9.
He wasn't even sure it was going on, Steven.
The Saigon.
And that'll be its turn. So it's Tyrandus.
Kill it, Randus.
Bonk. Punch it with magic weapon fist.
Punch it to death, Randus.
There you nice. Go. Do you have a crit on 19 too?
No, I don't have that. It's just going to be a d8 plus 11.
which might get us there.
We're in the ballpark for sure.
16 damage.
Okay. What else?
I think I'll just say pass and see if someone else can finish this off.
Go, Cat. Okay. Run up there and tap it with your pinky.
Yes.
Actually, have your bird scratch its eyes out or something.
Do something catty.
Do something to end this fight.
Actually, running up there and tapping it is probably the best plan I've got.
Can one, you two, get three, there?
Four, you like five. Use your chains to wrap around its legs a couple times, and then
I'm going to charge it.
Okay.
Which
your MasterCard?
What I guess up? I end up here because I've got reach. That will be, and I'm going to use Eldritch Strike on this.
Wow. Oh, that one!
How do you do that? God. How do you do that, Kit?
He's not used to being the guy who runs up and hits it with a weapon, is what it is. Kit's used to being the go up, put it in a field, and let it burn to death and eat its soul guy.
Yep, Kit hits it in the probably the only pristine part, like, plate of armor left.
Ting!
All right.
What else there, Kat?
Mm-hmm. How is the charge?
Okay, nothing else there, Kat.
Finish him, Orin.
I don't know. The only thing I really have left is my melee basic attack. So let's see what we got. Pow.
That is Thunderwave.
No.
29
versus.
Why no one Thunderwave?
Well, it could, but.
You drop it, flanking.
31.
Oh, yeah, 31.
A 31 will hit.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Orim's going to get it with a melee attack.
Yes.
Come on, baby.
Get it with the pointy bits.
I need to roll some damage.
Yes.
Papa needs a lawyer. Come on, baby.
All right. What am I rolling on here?
Because this will be the greatest moment ever.
Plus 10. 17.
Yeah, it should
17.
Get it.
17.
Well, knock it out.
Yay! The Eldrin Wizard runs up with his sword of whatever the hell that is and clang in the tank.
Evil.
I do kind of like how this fight just devolved to us all just jumping on it.
And whacking it.
Hitting it with...
That's what I had the best chance of actually hitting with.
Yes.
Yeah. With our ineffective little meat fist, just bang, bang.
Well, with the death of this prototype X, or I'm sorry, Super Prototype X. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com. You can see the images from this fight. There's a link there in your show notes, so if you're on your mobile device, just click on that. It'll take you right there. And for the rest of you who are listening, I don't know where you're listening from, Spotify, iTunes, the website, maybe on Alpha Geek Radio, wherever you may be listening, I hope that you're enjoying the show. If you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until the next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.